I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is the award-winning Cinema Classics, as you so rightfully point out, John. Hey, I want to talk about something going on at the Gateway Film Center, where we record our show. The annual Holiday Classics series is about ready to start up, and that's basically four classic films.
Right.
And admission is free with a toy donation.
Sure.
All the toys that we collect will go to the Open Shelter to help families in need. We'll have all that information for you at the end of the show, but let's talk about the movies that we're showing.
We're going to be talking about Miracle on 34th Street,
mm-hmm.
Meet Me in St. Louis, It's a Wonderful Life, and White Christmas. And today we're going to talk about Miracle on 34th Street and Meet Me in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I have to take off my boots because I wanted to be able to get myself out of all this corn syrup that I'm stepping in with these movies.
Now, we're off. We're off on the wrong foot now. Now, why would you say that? What kind of a Grinch would say something
like
that?
Some real sentimental claptrap going on in these movies.
Come on, man. What is the matter with you? It's the holiday season. What happened to goodwill toward men? And, you know, it is a sappy season. I'm going to be dead honest with you. People who can't get down with the warmth and the just sort of good vibes that transpire during the holiday season, I can't get with those people.
Well, all right.
I love this stuff.
Okay.
And you know what you're talking about, you know, films really essentially, not necessarily for, but often about children and innocence.
Yes.
And the magic that transpires during the holiday season. Miracle on 34th Street, obviously the classic, no one believes this guy's Santa Claus, Edmund Gwynn.
Right.
Who won an Oscar, by the way, for his portrayal.
He did. Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
First and only Santa to win.
Young Natalie Wood believes that he is indeed Santa Claus, and there's a court case.
But actually, it's about faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's about whether you believe in Santa Claus or not.
Right, and I don't know what kind of moron doesn't believe in Santa Claus.
And
you know that everybody in the movie is an idiot, except Natalie Wood.
It's a goody-goody film. It draws a tear for me. Within the last 20, 30 years, I have been nurtured by cynical, ironic films. And just in our age, a wonderful contrast to the 1940s, the post-World War II, trying to be happy, so
mm-hmm.
on.
I highly recommend it, especially it's a great film to take your young ones to.
Just let me remind you, there's some realism in this film.
Yep.
For instance, the Santa Claus that Gwynn replaces is a drunkard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the reality there that I like.
See, there is some grittiness to this picture.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Meet Me in St. Louis,
which is
in almost every way a completely different film in glorious Technicolor. It's a Vincente Minnelli film, and it means big, lavish, colorful, dramatic, intense.
It's Italian, and he scoops up a very young woman for his bride.
Minnelli. Judy Garland and Minnelli hooked up and later produced Liza Minnelli. Also very colorful and overly dramatic.
Yes. They're planning to move from St. Louis to New York.
Right, and it's 1904. It's right before the World Fair comes to St. Louis.
An important date is that it's produced in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about the end of World War II and therefore people who are now going home.
Yeah, one of my favorite Christmas songs, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Right. One of the lyrics that's underneath all of this, as you have Judy Garland, is her greatest line from The Wizard of Oz. There's no place like home.
There is no place like home. And you know what? That self-referentiality that brings to bear on this scene is so great.
The film is influenced by the spirit of the Second World War and the attempt of Hollywood to bring us back from overseas to home, and yet to show the changing. Because look at, this is the Old South.
Right.
Which is changing, and you've got horse carriages, Technicolor, you got all kinds of warm heat going on this. And then you have to say, well, we can't always be the same. You might have to move to New York.
That's great. You're right. It is all about change. So please come on down and see these films with your family, with your kids, or with your loved ones. Miracle on 34th Street, Meet Me in St. Louis. The series kicks off November 29th with Miracle on 34th Street. For showtimes, go to gatewayfilmcenter.com. Remember that admission is free with a toy donation. You don't have to bring a toy. Admission is just $5, but we encourage you to bring a toy and see it for free and for a good cause.
And you get a chance to renew your faith in Santa Claus.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.